I'll spell it for you. D-U-M-M-Y.
It's the dummy. Come on, sing it. It's the dummy of the day. It's the dummy. Oh, yeah. It's the dummy of the day on the Joe and Alex Show.
A Florida contractor who ripped off the Vietnam veteran and his wife, who had cancer, by the way, faked his own death to get out of paying the couple back for, like, just terrible renovations. He just botched it. The couple were planning to move from Pennsylvania to Florida and decided, hey, let's buy a house. Their new house needed work, though, so when they spotted a contractor working in the same neighborhood, they're like, hey,
yeah,
his work looks good. They're like, oh, yeah, you know, whoever's, he's a really good guy.
Right.
So they're like, okay, we're going to hire you. So he was going to do some work, and he had 8 months to get it done before they moved in. Well, 2 months into the deal, there were already problems. They kept sending the contractor money to make the repairs, but nothing was actually getting done. After 6 months, the kitchen still wasn't done, and the rest of the work was pretty much subpar. Now, the contractor promised, look, I'm going to fix all this bad work. I'm going to get things on track. You guys will be good to go on move-in day. Well, they showed up on move-in day, and their house, they just were devastated. They realized they could not live there. The kitchen cabinets were hung crooked.
Oh, my
gosh. The bathroom
tile
had gaps. The
Ew.
Walls were not even level. The house was in shambles, they said. They texted the contractor, like, hey, what's going on here? They got this text back. This is Mark's daughter. Dad passed away on the 7th of December in a car accident.
What?
Sorry.
Yeah, right.
So they're saying the guy, but like they faked the death, or at least they tried to. They hired more contractors to fix the house in their future retirement home. They started to talk to the neighbors about the contractor, and it's like, nobody's like, well, I don't think he's dead. Like, I didn't see anything in the paper because they kind of knew who he was.
Right.
This senior citizen couple staked this SOB out for like a month. They're like, they went to his house and looked
Whoa.
For him. They were about to give up, and they finally caught him. Then they got police involved now, so they're going to sue this contractor to get their money back and then some. So, what a dummy, like, saying, like, as if he's pretending to be his daughter. My dad died on the 7th of December in a car accident.
Did he have a daughter?
I don't even know if he has a daughter. That's really shady. How about this one? Speaking of old people, cops raided a home last week in the Villages in Florida, which is the world's largest retirement community. So if you're looking somewhere big to go, that's where I'd go.
The Villages.
They were looking for drugs, and they found them, specifically a bunch of meth. They found a meth operation in
Whoa.
A retirement community.
Whoa! How does grandma and grandpa have so much energy?
There I don't
you
know.
Go.
Why do they want all those Werther's originals? Are they melting those things down into candy drugs? What are they doing? They also found evidence of a crime that's much more unique to a retirement community. A golf cart chop shop.
Okay, that is hysterical.
Wow, yeah.
Golf carts, check this out, are the main way people get around in the Villages. And these people were taking in stolen golf carts and then chopping them up for parts to sell.
Whoa, that is amazing. I mean, that's like, that reminds me of Young Jock. And the It's Going Down song, talking about the chop shop and all that stuff. But, like, this is with golf carts.
The five people in the house were between the ages of 42 and 63, and they're all facing several charges. But, man, you just think, like, old people are, like, chilling, doing their thing. Like, no problem could be had. But here they are, like, making meth and chopping up golf cart parts. And your final dummy of the day story today, a man drove into a pond in Massachusetts on Friday because his GPS told him to continue going straight.
Make a right turn.
Wait. No. It means bear right.
No.
Up there.
It said right. It said take a right.
No. Look, it means go up to the right, bear right, over the bridge, and hook up with 307.
Make a right.
Maybe it's
turn.
A shortcut, Dwight. It said go to the right.
It can't mean that. There's a leg there.
The machine
there.
Knows where it is going.
The machine knows.
The
machine knows.
Stop yelling at me.
No, it's not me.
There's
no
wrong here.
Remain calm. I have trained for this. Okay. Exit the window. Here we go.
Make a U-turn, if possible.
Look out for me, Joe. Right up. Are you okay? Swim for it!
That is a real-life office moment. That it really is.
I've had my GPS tell me to go somewhere. I'm like, I can't, or I can't turn that way. It's never told me to, like, go into a lake. But we still, today, like, how long has GPS been active? Like, 10 years at least that we've all used it from TomTom to our phones? And people are still, like, going the wrong way. The guy was driving his Jeep Patriot around 1:30 in the morning, so that kind of adds to it.
Yeah.
He was using a Garmin GPS because he wasn't familiar with the area. He said the GPS told him to continue going straight, and that took him right into a pond at the end of a road.
Wow.
When the police got there, they saw the Jeep about 100 feet offshore, almost completely submerged. The man and his passenger were fine, thankfully, but wow. Like, eventually, aren't you like, wait a minute, I'm not going to go in this way.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking. He must have been tired.
And there's no way there's a straight road where it's just like, well, you go 60 right into a body of water. Like, it's got to go down a ramp or something, right?
Yep, it's got to be somewhere where you can't see it coming.
Those right there are your dummies of the day on the Joe and Alex Show.